Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the wise and talented guitarist, composer, and cool cat Kevin Eubanks with the song Carnival off his latest 2017 CD, East West Timeline. So his laid-back style and talent has made him successful both as a consummate musician and a household name. He was born into a He was born into a musical household in Philadelphia, PA, the land of Coltrane. His mother, Vera Eubanks, is a gospel and classical pianist and organist. And his mom's brother was actually the late journeyman jazz pianist Ray Bryant, who recorded and toured with the greats like Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, Coltrane, Sarah Vaughan, and not to mention he was a huge hit on his own accord. Kevin was thus exposed to a world-class music entourage throughout his formative years, and he began violin lessons at the age of 7. And as the years went on, Kevin eventually moved to New York, but before that, he went to Boston to the Berklee College of Music, where his career kicked off in earnest. He started playing with some of the greats in jazz, including Art Blakey, Slide Hampton, McCoy Tyner, Sam Rivers, Roy Haynes. The list goes on, and he learned so much. And over the years since his departure from The Tonight Show, he has been doing plenty of live shows, recordings, and getting back to those proverbial jazz roots. But at the end of the day, Kevin had this to say in a recent interview about who he really is. It's fascinating.
I'm a product of planet Earth. I'm a product of this thing that's spinning in midair around this big fireball that's sitting in the middle. And we're spinning on some rock and water. And we orbit and all that. So this is like, who would think of this? I mean, you know, you cut your hand and your hand heals. What is more of a miracle than that? How beautiful is that? You know, you throw a seed in the ground and it grows and you pick it and you eat it. I mean, how do you improve on that? I don't think you improve on it. I think you appreciate it and support it. It was here before us. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be here. So an attitude that we can control that and do that is, I think, is going backwards. Well, that's what I think, first of all.
Man, he was one great interview and a great cat.
Oh, he'd have had to have been.
Man alive. He just knew how to hit the nail on the head every single answer. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that boasts some solid guitar cats in our own right, like Matt Hopper, Brian Baguette, and the great Rod Fleeman, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to pluck our finest lineup of cats out of that lineup of instruments and voices for your jazz listening pleasure. And as we go into Kevin's uncle, Ray Bryant, along with his trio in 57 with the tune Golden Earrings, Kevin had some thoughts on what he learned over the years from his uncle and the legends that he played with. Have a listen.
These are original people. We're the people that came generations after. They helped start this whole thing. They held the ground. They're the ones that made it, that helped make it into the art form known as jazz. So you're getting taught by the original people that did all of this. And you learn, like, right there, one of the most beautiful ways of learning is as an apprenticeship. Thank you.
Hey, this is Kevin Eubanks, and it's such a pleasure to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Dallas native and modern day jazz drummer Stockton Helbing, a friend of the show and a very talented cat with the tune Naps Aren't Jive, and they never are. I don't know what one feels like. It's been a long time, but I know they're not jive. And what about you, my friend?
Well, I don't know. I've had a few jive and naps myself, but not without help. We won't we won't get into that.
We're not going to delve into that topic.
No, but it would make a good jazz album.
Oh my God, would it ever. Speaking of albums, that was off his latest 2017 disc, Swimming in Place. It's an album full of 9 original compositions with David Lone on tenor sax, Noel Johnston on guitar, Josh Hanlon on piano, and James Driscoll on the bass. We caught up with Stockton recently about the new album, and he had some thoughts about the motivating forces behind it.
First of all, hopefully write music that is interesting to people, but it was writing music that was inspired by the things of my everyday life. And being a parent and being a husband, the number one things to me are my family. And my kids are a riot. My son John is 3 years old, and my daughter Liliana is 1 year old. So they are at that age where everything, every day is brand new to them. And they have really amazing reactions to things that they encounter in life, and it inspires me. And so I wanted to try to capture those type of concepts in a musical format.
This cat is always performing, recording, and teaching around the country. He learned a lot from being with Doc Severinsen over the years, and he's going to do some gigs here in the upcoming months to commemorate Doc's 90th birthday. Wow, can you imagine?
No, I didn't know he was getting up there like that, but my goodness, I was told here the other day Doris Day was still with us.
Wow.
Yeah. And 95, I think.
Man.
A lot of the folks that were sort of my father's bands and vocalists still surviving and making music to these days.
That heart's still beating, that's for sure. That is quite an achievement for Doc and for the great Stockton. It's great to have him back on the show. We dig him around here. From a prolific man, a modern legend, and always an inspiration to all in the world of jazz, this is pianist Chick Corea partnered up with Japanese pianist Hiromi with a cover of the Beatles' Fool on the Hill. It's a good one, off their 2008 CD Duet. Next on this Duo Strong Hour of Jazz Kids.
Thank you. Hi, this is jazz drummer Stockton Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the versatile jazz musician Sue Palmer with the 2010 tune After Hours. She is best known for her beehive-wearing stint with blues diva Candy Kane in the 90s. And she has been giving the world her flashy boogie-woogie stylings over the years, and she's performed with many of the legends in the boogie-woogie genre. She is easily San Diego's queen of boogie-woogie and has consistently been honored for her complete contribution to jazz and by her city and the cultural contributions. She has had a day named after her, and it was on March 25th, 2008. And when that happens, you enter a realm of cool that is totally an upper echelon.
If I could just get a footprint on a sidewalk, I would.
That would be it.
I would feel good.
We might be able to pour some concrete next week over here.
There you go. I'll bring my hand.
All right. From the acclaimed trumpeter, drummer, composer, and bandleader Don Ellis, here he is with the orchestra in tow with the tune Passacaglia and Fugue next on this big show.
Thank you. is Robin Bell Stevens from New York, the director of Jazz Mobile, the oldest not-for-profit organization in the country created just for jazz, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was saxophonist Vito Price with the 1958 tune Swingin' the Loop, and that was a definitive single of his career. It's what he's known by, but he was very active in the world of jazz with many outfits and many cats over the years. From Vito, we move on to a legend, pianist, composer, and arranger Stan Kenton with his orchestra. This is Hogfat Blues off the 1974 album Fire, Fury, and Fun on this hour of jazz that's doing the exact same thing.
Stan's the man.
That's right.
Thank you. Cool, buddy. Oh, you're so your good. Get out, Murray. You'll pull the show by and I'll give you a good.
Okay, hi everybody, this is Ocean Jewel. I'm in Brooklyn right now, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz, and I hope you're having a great time. Enjoy the music.
Thank you.
go. All right.
That was Oklahoma native and world-class jazz pianist and a vocalist with international acclaim, Champion Fulton, with the tune Day's End off her latest 2017 CD called Speechless.
Give me that name again.
Champion Fulton.
Okay, Champion Fulton. Yeah. All right, yes.
Great I've name.
Heard the name.
Yeah, it's a great name. And she's got a lot of skills. Her dad had friends like Clark Terry and Major Holly, and they helped inspire her early focus on jazz. Her first paid musical engagement was with her own band at Clark Terry's 75th birthday party. That is one solid way to kick things off in your life. And she was only 10 years old.
Wow.
She probably bought a lot of gumdrops after that.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is a lot of people that started out or became jazz icons frequently started at the age of 2-3 years uh-huh. old. You know, been doing it all their lives. It was in their blood, and so were the folks.
And when Clark Terry's hanging around, that's just reason right there.
Oh, yeah.
He was the man.
That candle is lit and it is on fire when they get older.
It's blazing, that's for sure. And since that time, since she's grown up and that fire has gotten more intense, her piano and vocal skills have been recognized by peers and critics as very distinctive and sophisticated, and it shows by all the albums and all of the tour dates that she goes on. And our final venture into the jazz is via a star in the modern jazz world. This is saxophonist James Carter with the 1998 tune Leonmo off the CD In a Carterian Fashion. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz
and tennis. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who always holds bebop close to his very soul, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
If I can catch it.
I think you have. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Catch us and give us a little bit of your thoughts. We love you and we're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my God. Are you okay? Thank you.
Neon Jazz.